Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Being patient means to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are. Okay. I feel compelled to repeat some of these things because they're quite profound, really. Being patient means to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are. What that means is we accept mentally, we accept what is. Because we have a special wisdom that understands our non-acceptance of unpleasant circumstances doesn't make the unpleasant circumstances disappear. But our non-acceptance of unpleasant circumstances does make our inner peace and sense of well-being disappear. Okay? Because our mind becomes very disturbed. So now we have an outer problem of an unpleasant circumstance, something happening externally we don't like, and because of our unpeaceful mental response, being in conflict with that difficulty, we now have an inner problem of an unhappy mind. Okay? So the precious mind of patient acceptance. Outer problems need to be solved using outer methods. Patience is a special method to solve our inner problem of an unpeaceful, unhappy mind. So the precious mind of patient acceptance protects our inner peace when things go wrong. It's like inner protection for our peaceful mind. Okay? Protects our inner peace when things go wrong. Patient acceptance solves our inner problem of unhappiness. And this is what we're going to get into a lot tonight. It acts as the basis for transforming life's difficulties into spiritual realizations, such as renunciation or non-attachment, compassion, wisdom, and so forth. And it is these spiritual realizations, which we could call the inner protection of spiritual experience, it is this experience of profound inner peace that alone leads to pure and everlasting happiness. So wouldn't that be amazing if we could transform life's difficulties into the inner internal path that leads to everlasting happiness and freedom? This is possible, and we can definitely do it. But of course, it takes mental training over a long period of time. It's not like flicking a switch or something, you know? And this requires mental training, becoming deeply familiar with these special ways of thinking that come from Buddhist teachings. You know, normally we live our life with some level of fear of meeting unpleasant circumstances. Mm-hmm. Every day we're kind of like, I hope this doesn't happen, or I hope this doesn't happen, you know, like this. And then when inevitably things do go wrong, you know, when our wishes are not fulfilled, or we have to put up with something we'd rather avoid, And it could be anything. It could be something like a stubbing our toe. It could be receiving some criticism or losing our good reputation or being diagnosed with a serious illness. Or we could experience a loss or damage to a valued possession, or a loss of our job or job security, or loss of a loved one, whether human or animal, you know? So whenever what happens is we live in fear of these things happening, and then when inevitably they do, what happens is our uncontrolled mind responds by becoming unhappy and negative. And if we dwell on those unhappy thoughts, then we can experience deep discouragement, even depression. Also, from these unhappy thoughts, we can develop anger, frustration, even develop long-term resentments and bitterness, you know. So this is a normal human experience. Not yet having learned how to control our mind and transform our daily appearances. You know, if we think about this really carefully and examine our own experience, I don't think it'll take us very long to come to the conclusion that the path to mental freedom and lasting happiness. Actually, let me pause there for a second. Does that sound nice to you? Mental freedom, lasting happiness? I think it sounds good. That sounds really good to me. I think we'd all enjoy it a lot, honestly. We'll understand why in a little bit, but right now we have no real mental freedom. Our happiness can change very quickly due to changing external conditions outside of our control. But if we think about this carefully, we will understand that it's very clear, actually. The path, we will never accomplish the path to mental freedom and lasting happiness by being in conflict with life's difficulties. But instead, we should learn to accept whatever suffering we cannot avoid and transform it into a peaceful mind and a good intention. Buddha called this transforming adversity into the path. That's a kind of technical Buddhist term. But practically speaking, it means learning how to transform life's difficulties into the experience of a peaceful mind and a good intention. Okay? A good heart. And gradually, as we learn how to do this, step by step, okay, one day when we are actually able to transform even big adversities into the inner experience of renunciation or non-attachment, compassion, wisdom, and so forth, then we will find an internal path, a path within our own mind, which is the path to liberation, which leads to permanent freedom, real mental freedom, permanent freedom from every type of suffering. We say permanent freedom from samsara's sufferings. So I don't know, for those who were here last week, I said that for the teachings, we're going to need to know what does this mean, samsara. So let me read now, second paragraph, learning to accept suffering. Actually, before I read this, just everything I've said so far, just like really practically and simply put, without training, it's normal that we respond to adversity, difficulty, and so forth with an unpeaceful, unhappy, and often negative mind. Okay? And it feels like we have no choice in that because this is unpleasant, so I have no choice but to react in this way. But through mental training, what we learn is, instead of being in conflict with life's difficulties, we can be at peace with them by accepting what is. That doesn't mean that externally we don't try to improve the situation. If the car is broken down, we still need to fix the car. Okay? Patience or acceptance is solving the inner problem of an unpeaceful, unhappy, and potentially angry mind. Okay? So, what we're learning to do by accepting whatever difficulty arises, then we can protect our inner peace. And this is so important, as I said at the end of the last teaching, because we cannot transform what we cannot accept. Okay? For as long as we are in conflict with life's difficulties, small ones and big ones, they will always be a source of suffering for us. And because we will always be pushing them away in our mind, we will be very difficult to learn anything from them. And it will feel like an enemy in my life that's destroying my happiness and good life. But for the person with a completely accepting mind of what is, then even our adversity becomes a powerful spiritual teacher that leads us to develop internal spiritual realizations that are the source of lasting freedom and happiness. Okay? So, through this Buddha's wisdom like this, we learn that we have, with wisdom, we have a choice how we respond. Are we in conflict with life's difficulties? Or do we accept them and be at peace with life's difficulties? So we can experiment and see what feels better. Okay, so now, three different types of patience. This is the patience of voluntarily accepting suffering. To practice the first patience, accepting willingly whatever suffering we cannot avoid. Okay? Of course, if we can avoid something from going wrong, if we can avoid a particular suffering, by all means we should. But this patience is about accepting willingly whatever suffering we cannot avoid. I have to keep saying this. Doesn't mean we don't try to improve our external situation. Okay? You know, if we have some physical pain, for example, there's no contradiction. Like if we get a bad headache, there's no contradiction to practicing patience, but also taking some aspirin. Okay, because like we want to get rid of that. We don't, you know, why suffer longer than you need to, right? So we take something for the headache, but until that takes effect, it's best to accept whatever suffering we're experiencing. Because if we don't, then our mind will become even more tense, and we'll add to the suffering we're already experiencing. We'll have more mental suffering to the physical suffering.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.